This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. We are going to be continuing the journey and living with another builder of this nation. This time, the name is Maymuna. Maymuna bint al-Harith. Unique woman. And there is uniqueness in her, and especially in her marriage. So she was born and lived in Mecca. And she comes from a noble family. Interesting, her name was not Maymuna. In fact, her name was Barra. But when Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam married her, he actually changed it to Maymuna, which means a blessings, or a woman who's blessed, or a person or a woman who brings blessing and barakah. May Allah make us all of that. Her family is very unique. Her sister, Lubna, she was the second woman who accepted Islam. Her half-sister, Sayyida Zainab bint Khuzaymah, which is one of the wives of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. She is the aunt of Sayyidina Khalid ibn al-Walid and Abdullah ibn Abbas, two icons of the Muslims. She embraced Islam before the Hijrah, and she stayed in Mecca and then moved to Medina 3 years after her marriage to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Four characters she was described. May Allah give us all this. Number one, she was described as a pious woman. Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said about her, she is the symbol of goodness. What did she do that her husband described her like this? Second, very affectionate to her relatives. And you see this when you see the hadiths and the sayings of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam that she narrated. One of her relatives, usually in the chain of the narration, described as being proactive. What does that mean? She was the one who wanted to marry Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. She, in fact, there's three stories or three possibilities. Either she sent her relative, the husband of her sister, to go and propose to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And another story said, in fact, she proposed to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam directly when they were in a caravan. And another one, she said, another relative of her, she approached him to go and propose to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. She wanted to be one of the mothers of the believers. And who doesn't want to be? As we have been covering in this series, the Surah Al-Ahzab, the confederate in the Quran, covers a lot of the incidents around the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam in his house with his family. She proposed to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam as she wanted to be one of the mothers of the believers. And one verse, which is verse 50, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was describing or telling Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam which woman you can marry or you can't marry. One of them is the woman who proposed to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. The scholar says this is Sayyida Maymuna. Now the fourth one is one of her legacies actually. She was, or she is still regarded as one of the authorities in fiqh. Many of the sayings of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam related to fiqh ruling, the rulings of how do we perform things in Islam, is actually related by Sayyida Maymuna. For example, the Islamic bath, the ghusl, it's described by her. And she said, I prepared the water for Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And then she went on and described exactly what he did. So not only described the minimum needed for the Islamic bath, but actually the sunnah, how he did it, alayhi salatu wasalam. Another one which is really interesting, and many of us knows this about the virtues of the mosques, especially the mosque of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. In fact, this hadith was narrated by her. There is a woman in Medina who, she was ill, and she said, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cured me, I am going to go and pray in the Masjid al-Aqsa in Jerusalem. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cured her, and she was saying this to Sayyida Maymuna. And Sayyida Maymuna told her, don't go. Stay where you are and eat from the food you are making. Rather, pray in the mosque of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, because I heard him saying, praying in my masjid meaning the Masjid of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, better than, thousands times better than praying in any other mosque other than Al-Baytul Haram, the Masjid in Mecca. And the third thing, which is very interesting, is actually described as she also is very considerate and caring. She was sitting with the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam and Sayyidina Khalid ibn al-Walid and Al-Fadl, her brother-in-law. And they brought food to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And the food had meat. And as about Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam to pick up that piece of meat, she said to him, "This is a meat of a lizard." And Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam put it back and he said, "I don't eat that meat. If you want, you can eat." So this tells us and teaches us that sometimes Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, when he says, "I don't eat" or "I don't do," this is his preference as a human being. So it's not ruling, fiqh ruling, don't eat. So Sayyidina Al-Fadl and Sayyidina Khalid ibn al-Walid, they ate it. She didn't. But look at what she said. She said, "I am not going to eat something my husband, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, doesn't eat." Very considerate. One of the narrations that she also narrated and taught us Muslims an important ruling of Hajj is that on the day of Arafah, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam was standing in Arafah and people wanted to know, was he fasting or he was not? Now we all know that the companions had so much etiquettes and awe and respect to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam that they don't ask him direct questions. But they wanted to know, so should they do it or not? So what did she do? She actually brought milk to him and he drank it. And then everybody knew that the person in Hajj should not fast on the day of Arafah. So again, out of her fiqh, etiquettes, and taking care of her husband. She passed in the 61 year after Hijrah. Interestingly, she was not buried in Baqi'a actually. She was buried in Saraf on the outskirts of Mecca. The most important thing that we all need to look and say to ourselves, what will people say about us after we die? And see what Sayyida Aisha, who again, these are two women married to the same man, said about her after she died. So Sayyida Aisha looked and says, "There is no more Maymuna. By Allah, she was the most pious among us. And she was the most caring of her relatives." The reason she said she's the most pious, she was talking to herself, Sayyida Aisha, saying, "Maymuna is gone. Now you can do whatever you like, Ya Aisha." She was, by Allah, the most pious. Now you can imagine, Sayyida Aisha, what did she do? Everything pleasing to Allah. Still, or yet, Sayyida Maymuna was like the person she looks up high to her in case there's something that needs to be done better. In her funeral procession, of course, her family were there. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas, the Hibr al-Ummah, the pen, the most knowledgeable man of Islam, was actually in her procession, and she was buried in the outskirts of Mecca. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless her. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us follow her footsteps and make us all builders.